We are very pleased on this Easter Sunday to have with us Father Jerry Govro, a son of this parish who is celebrating Easter with us all. You're very warmly welcomed here, Father Jerry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Words, my brothers and sisters, from our second reading of today. Comparisons between our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Passover Lamb are frequent. They are already present in the Gospel of St. John. The beloved disciple records how Jesus died at the hour when the Passover Lamb was being sacrificed in the temple. The memorial Lamb, which had delivered the people of Israel from the angel of death in Egypt. At that same hour, the mission of Jesus was accomplished. In the first letter of St. Peter, likely written to the new Christians who had just received baptism, the listeners are reminded of their ransom by Jesus, not with silver or gold or any such corruptible thing, but as St. Peter says, with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead. Among the fathers of the church, those early Christians who listened to the apostles themselves to receive the good news, Ephrates develops the parallel between the Jewish Passover and the Christian Easter with these words. At Passover, the Jews fled from Pharaoh's bondage. On the day of the crucifixion, we were set free from Satan's captivity. The Jews sacrificed a lamb and were rescued from the angel of death by its blood. We are delivered from the works of corruption we have done by the blood of the beloved Son. They had Moses as a guide. We have Jesus as our leader and Savior. Moses parted the waters of the sea for them to cross over it. Our Savior opened and broke the doors of hell. And when he descended into its depths, he opened the way to all those who ought to believe in him. That great liberation is what we celebrate today. And St. Paul, in the second reading, tells us that we ought to celebrate this festival with sincerity and truth. In a few moments, we will prepare for our Passover festival with the renewal of our baptismal promises. We have made ourselves ready to answer "I do" to these serious questions by observing a serious Lent. We have prayed, fasted, given alms during the past 40 days, so that what we say in a few moments will not be empty phrases, but will be words of sincerity and truth. We have received the sacrament of confession, thereby receiving the forgiveness of our sins, so that with pure consciences we can partake of this holy feast. Because this feast requires a turning towards the Lord, we heard twice in the Gospel of today that Mary Magdalene turned toward the Lord. That turning is a way of expressing the conversion that all of us need, to turn away from dead things, from the empty things of the world, and to find Christ. This will happen when we receive Holy Communion today. The union of Holy Communion is something that surpasses everything on earth, and is itself surpassed only by the vision of God enjoyed in heaven by the angels and saints, and which one day, please God, we hope to share. It is a union, Holy Communion is a union that outdistances the union of husband and wife who pledge their lives together. It is for this union that we have been preparing all Lent, and in a few moments it will be ours. King Solomon prophesied this union of ours with the Lord when he wrote, "Come close and eat your bread with joy. Draw near and drink your wine with a merry heart. Let your head lack no ointment. Let your garments be always white, for God now accepts you. The bread that we will eat is the bread of life. The wine that we will drink with joy is the blood of our Savior. Our heads, like the head of Christ, anointed with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and our clothes will be white with the whiteness of a pure conscience. And to the Lord Jesus Christ, who does all this for us and in us, be praise and honor and thanksgiving for all the ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.